Roll call, Director Sheldon.
Here.
Director Meeks. Director Jung.
John.
Jung is here.
Director Yeo. Director Green.
Here.
Director Nguyen. Director Mezqua.
Present.
Director Tran.
Present.
Director Weigand.
I'm here, but unfortunately, just as a member of the public.
Thank you. Director Bilodeau.
Present.
You do have a quorum of your committee.
Thank you very much. Are there any items received too late to be agendized today?
There are none. Pretty none.
None?
There are none.
Okay, great. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is visitor participation for any members of the public to speak. Are there any members of the public here today who would like to speak? We have one. Great. And will you be speaking on in the public or on an item that's on the agenda?
Yes. I don't know if it's on the agenda, but I submitted it.
It is on the agenda.
It is on the agenda.
Great. Item two.
We will have you then.
Thank
no,
you.
No, when it's on the agenda, when it comes on the agenda,
okay, thank you.
We'll call you up to speak.
We're almost there.
We're almost there. Great, thank you. And then our next item is our consent.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Jung.
Great. We have a motion and a second. Please take the roll.
Roll call, Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Aye.
Director Green.
Here, yes.
Director Mezqua.
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Great, thank you. Our next item are the matters for consideration. And this is the item at issue. Before I call you up to speak, I'd like to have the staff make a presentation on it.
Thank you.
And then we'll ask you to address the board.
Yes, Chair Sheldon. So Corona Recreation is proposing to sublease a portion of Anaheim Lake. So I'm gonna go over a few slides to share with you. So the area in question is just outside the alternate premises of Corona Recreation, which is here in that red, and it's just on the southeast corner, two separate lease locations, and we actually labeled it lease area one and two. And so due to the fact it's outside of the alternate premises, this would have to be included under the lease in the amendments. The sublessee is Outsourced Utility Contractor, LLC. They are a civil utility contractor servicing a lot of City of Anaheim's public works. The proposed use is a construction yard supporting regional public works and utility projects. So just mentioned that. Oops, let me go back actually. Sorry about that.
Round the horn.
Yeah. Okay, this is the slide that was skipped. So it's two adjacent parcels, as I mentioned. This is a zoomed in map. Lease area one, and lease area two, totaling 1.3 acres. Access would be off of Mira Loma Avenue in this first yellow dot here. And the entrance would be shared by the district. There's one thing to note about lease area one. So the City of Anaheim has a license agreement and 10-foot easement for underground pipes. And this border here on the east, there's an underground pipeline that feeds into the new PFAS treatment facility that was built in 2022. And on the south end, this blue, the south blue line, that's a 10-foot pipeline easement that feeds into the wells that surround Anaheim Lake that's owned by the City of Anaheim. So just wanted to make note of that. So the key terms that are proposed, rent of $18,000 a month to be shared by the district and Corona Recreation, split in half. It's for 3 years with a 2-year extension option. So the revenue for the 3 years coming to the district will be $324,000. There is a 90-day written notice of termination for all three parties, the district, Corona Recreation, and Outsource. All improvements would be at Outsource's sole cost and expense. Of course, that is with only district approval, but we would require that they install a commercial chain link fence around both these areas. Some of the requirements and controls that would be included in the amendment would be, of course, dust and traffic, obtain all applicable permits, including the possibility of a City of Anaheim CUP if required. Grading or vegetation disturbance requires district authorization and district biologist clearance. And of course, the insurance requirements would be the same as Corona Recreation's under the master lease, listing the district as an additional insured. Finally, Outsource must clear the city of Anaheim's pipeline area that we just noted on the other slide in case the city ever needs to access that for maintenance. So with that, staff's recommendation today is to authorize the general manager to execute a lease amendment, adding the 1.3 acres of land to the alternate premises and approve a consent to sublease to Outsource with rent share 50-50 between Corona Recreation and the district.
Thank you. It's very thorough. Are there any questions from the committee? Well, I'm going to go there next. Thank you. That's good. Yeah. Any question? I have two questions. So
yes.
There's no grading anticipated, and there's no, and would you agree there's no vegetation on the property?
There is slight vegetation.
You know, like the normal weeds and a little bit of ground cover that it would be up to the sub lessee if he thought he wanted to remove some of that to have more flat ground, because he's basically storing construction equipment.
I know.
But nothing major. There's no trees.
No known habitat.
No known habitat, but we still always clear every area before we let anyone take any vegetation out with the
ballast. We rack and do our own internal field modification to eliminate that.
Yep. And we always have biologists clear.
Was that just a walkover by our in-house biologist?
Yes. Yeah, they just have to maintain that.
And no then there habitat. Was an issue on, is the tenant allowed to park on the easement area, the city?
Yes. Well, anything above ground, I've read through the license agreement and the easement. There's no language in there that prevents us from being going over on top. So leasing the property.
And if they need to get, if the city's to get to that, they would give us notice that they need to get to it, and the tenant's aware of that, that they need to temporarily vacate that section.
Correct. So we would work together.
Right. So I just wanted to confirm. I wasn't sure clear on that. Thank you for those two questions. I'm now going to invite Mr. Elliott up to speak.
Director Tran had a question.
Oh, Director Tran, I'm sorry. Director Tran, please, your question.
Yes, thank you so much. Question regarding the sublease. Sublessee will pay to whom, and who will be responsible for the payment in the unlikely event if sublessee fails to pay or is late with its payment?
Typically, Corona Recreation, as the lessee, would take the rent payment from the sublessee, and in turn, Corona Recreation would then pay the water district 50% of that share.
Okay, and both lessee and sublessee legally should be on the hook in the event something happens with the lease. If there's a an issue breach with the lease, with it,
Director Tran, it's my recollection, it's the practice of the district that the lessee and sub that the lessee is not financially responsible should there be a breach by the sub lessee. And I think that's where you're going to that. It's really what they receive. We then take 50% of that. We haven't ever put a lessee on the hook for that sublease. I mean, if there was a financial problem, maybe there can be a deposits, additional deposits made. There can be ways to, you know, address if the lessee would have to evict the sublessee. But we've never, you know, it hasn't been our practice. Let's say if there's a dispute and they don't pay for 6 months, we've not required the lessee to pay us when they're not getting paid.
Okay. No, I understand that. This is landlord-tenant law, and I wonder if there's a contract provision or clause that addressed these issues, other than just, you know, course of dealings or customs.
I think there is, but I was giving you the background. I believe there is a thing. I mean, it's a great question.
I'd have to review our leases. I don't recall a specific provision in that regard.
Right. We should have... maybe Mr. Elliott can answer that issue, and maybe we need to develop some language for that. That's foreseeable.
Right.
Right. And I mean, this action is to negotiate the terms of an amendment. And so if that, you know, joint and several liability is something that we want to include in that amendment, that's an option as well.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Elliott, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Commissioners, thank you very much for this opportunity. I'm here really pleased that I had this opportunity to have somebody rent a piece of dirt, only 1.5 acres really, that is just sitting there doing nothing, and they're willing to pay $18,000 a month. How it came about, my partner Bill Andrews, his son Billy, is a very successful young man, and he's a good friend with the owner of Outsort. And in a conversation, he was mentioning that he had a new contract and was interested in getting parking in and around the Anaheim area. And Billy says, you know, I could talk to Doug Elliott because I know that he has in the past, leased property to Cade, the auction over there, and other parties. And so he got a hold of me, and I said, yeah, I'll take a look. And I went over and I found 4 areas in the Anaheim area that was away from the lake and their operation and away from the dirt guy and his operation. And I prepared overhead films and things on that. And I took them to members of his party or of his company. And they were absolutely thrilled with what I had was area 1 and 2. And they went back and considered it and made an offer, a memorandum of information, to pay us $18,000 for those 2 areas. Something came up just a moment ago about what's there. Area 1 is all dirt. There is nothing there. It's graded dirt, always has been. Area 2 is a grassy area that has not been watered and is somewhat almost dead. But what they plan to put in number 2 are the operators' vehicles, their personal vehicles, and then walk over to their equipment. So I don't think there'd be much of a problem there. Anyway, what happened is they sent that back to me. I submitted it to the staff for their approval and recommendations and so forth. And they sent it back with a map and minor objections and so forth. And I submitted that back to Outsource, and they said, great, let's go for a lease. So that's kind of the background. And what I have here for you is the whole thing. It's their memorandum of interest. It's the photos that I took and the photo that the staff sent back to me with their suggestions. And then finally their letter accepting everything and said, let's go to lease. And so if you'll just kind of pass those along, everybody can have one so that you have the whole thing that I have. And like I say, I'm really pleased because the 2 dirts are just sitting there and now it's worth $18,000 a month. So. And in regard to how it's done, I will bill them, collect the money, and pay half as I pay with my rent. So.
Thank you for the presentation.
You're welcome. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Any questions for Mr. Elliott? And seeing that I know that we'll be getting back to a little discussion on the conversation that just occurred on the subleasing, I think we can, that will be resolved. So we appreciate it. And at this time, I think we're going to take a motion on what we're going to do.
Right.
Thank you.
If I could have just a little quick time after the motion, I'd like to bring you up to date with another thing that we did at the lakes.
That'd be great.
Okay.
I'll move it.
Okay. We have a motion by Director Green in support of this staff recommendation. Is there the recommended action?
I'll second.
Great. We have a second. Please take the roll on this.
Roll call, Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Jung's a yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Mezqua?
Yes.
Fran?
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Great. And may I add that we'll have some discussion on the lease, and then ultimately the final will come to the board. Will this recommendation need to go to the board before you engage, or can it be done and then maybe come in a month from now versus 2 weeks from now with the final action?
The recommended action is negotiate and execute, so it would not be coming back to the board
until you're done with that.
The lease.
You have an actual lease.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So it may not come to the board for another month, but in that period, they'll be finalizing that negotiation. Great. Is that okay? Thank you for that clarification. Let's have maybe your comment. Could you make your comment at the end of our?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we'll do that. Or if it's brief, go ahead and maybe do it now. For
what I wanted to do is to thank the board and thank the staff for allowing me to create some additional recreation in the Anaheim area and obviously Orange County and so forth. We created this the tracks for remote control cars, and the way we did it served a really neat purpose, and it became probably the finest remote control facility in the nation. And not because I said it, but because the way it was done, they agreed with it. And last year, a big company from Japan, who makes cars and accessories and so forth, asked if they could handle the national finals at our lake, which they did. And it was so successful, they flew the three best people to back to Japan with all expenses and so forth. It was really phenomenal. And I asked them why it was such a great place, and they said it had all the amenities. It was designed well and so forth. And we have two tracks. We have a dirt off-road and we have an on-road. And so, as I said, it's probably the finest one in the nation. I prepared a little brochure, some pictures of how well it has gone. And you can pass those along. Everybody can have one. You don't have to return them. But it'll tell you on the second page why they consider this the finest place possibly in the nation. So it really worked out well.
That's great. That's really...
And that's the only thing.
I just have to compliment your business acumen as a consummate entrepreneur.
Thank you.
And overcoming hurdles and making things happen.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Sheldon. Appreciate your comment.
Mr. Elliott, maybe next time the chairman of the property committee could be invited to Japan, too.
The president already went. Did the president go on the trip?
Since they did the nationals, they've come back to us this year, and they want to do two regionals and the national. They want it three times this year.
Which are any of those near the ocean,
sir?
Thank you very much. Really, it is impressive, and I think you've done a wonderful job, and that's to the benefit of the community and the fishing and the wholesome, great entertainment that this brings for families. I think it's wonderful, individuals and you making it, bringing revenue to the district and making a profit along the way,
and great recreation for
the
clean recreation.
Yes. Okay, that's good. I feel good inside. Move on to item number three. Is that our second map? Wait, that's yeah. No, that's
yeah, matters.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, here you go.
Thank you.
Share.
I like that. I'm gonna get out there.
They're noisy though. We have an activity.
This is this big?
Huh?
Is this big?
No.
This is not as exciting as a public car, so I apologize for that. So I'm Alex Bay, principal engineer in our engineering department, and I'm here to present today on our license agreement with the Orange County Flood Control District to facilitate the Prado Basin short-term sediment removal compliance project. Quite the mouthful. So just to bring everybody, up to speed on this project, it's been a minute since we've talked about it, but as a refresher, there's a short-term sediment removal obligations that are required as part of the 505 elevation behind Prado Dam to store water. And so for two of these, there is the 2020 biological opinion, and this required 250,000 cubic yards of sediment removal behind Prado Basin. And then in 2024, there's a biological opinion that requires 1,200 cubic yards of annual removals. That obligation on the right is something that we're already meeting. We have a contractor who's removing sediment from a stockpile right by River Road. The one on the left, though, that first obligation was starting in 2020 of 125,000 cubic yards. So we are actually behind on meeting this obligation. So this is the one I'm going to be talking about today. So as an overview of that plan, we're moving that sediment Over our goal is a 5-year period. There's a pretty short window when we're allowed to remove sediment. So it's the end of bird nesting season and really the start of rainy season. So, you know, those take those dates with a grain of salt, but it's a pretty flexible window within that range. It's utilizing existing access road with some minor safety improvements. So minor widening in areas to allow for trucks to haul that sediment from the existing sand trap that's right smack dab in the middle of the basin, and then hauling it through properties that are owned both by OCWD as well as U.S. Army Corps, and then through a property that's actually owned by Orange County Flood Control District with the goal to stockpile sediment on county property. As part of this work, there's a sediment monitoring plan that's also required to check the habitat health as well as the river health as we go. So this is a blown up version of what I was just mentioning. But really what we focus on today is the stockpile property and the haul road on the Orange County Flood Control District properties that are adjacent to River Road, where it'd be the best access for trucks to come and remove the sediment as they need it for beneficial purposes. This is a schedule of this project. So we've broken this up into separate phases. So phase one, as you may recall, we originally approached the board in 2025 to execute this work. And unfortunately, due to some permitting issues, both with U.S. Army Corps and with Orange County Public Works, that has been delayed now until 2027. So this first phase is to remove 100,000 cubic yards of available sediment. We're working through those approvals, and one of those approvals is what I've come today to talk about. We're planning to authorize a notice inviting bids for a construction contract in June, or that contract in August, to mobilize in September to do that first phase of work in 2027 within that bird nesting season to rainy season period. All right. So now talking about those specific properties that we're looking for a license agreement. So there's two properties. The first one is the proposed stockpile location. So there's the parcel number there, as well as the haul road through another property that's just south of the stockpile location. And this would connect the existing access road to the stockpile. And I want to show these pictures on the left to show that there's nothing there. It is a lot of dirt, as well as some existing concrete from when these properties used to be dairies. So when they were purchased by Orange County, the dairies were leveled, and all that's left is the remaining concrete runs where they would haul feed and cows through. So they're relatively undeveloped with very, very minor structural improvements that are existing.
Is the dairies, those are kind of near the paintball off Hellman? Are they off Hellman?
It's
kind of closer to Western's treatment plant.
Yeah. Not Hellman, not coming right out.
Right when you come into Hellman, but closer to that.
Was it the Vanderite dairy?
One of them.
I think they dug a lot of holes there. Big ones illegally and have a problem. So now we're going to fill them up.
So there are some holes there, but what we've identified is that they're mostly on the U.S. Army Corps property and not on the county's property, which is beneficial to our project. So the license agreement with the Orange County Flood Control District, this will help facilitate the sediment removal project. Without the license agreement, we wouldn't be able to stockpile sediment. We wouldn't be able to haul it through their properties. Really kind of going back to square one about how to complete this project. So staff has negotiated with the county's a 10-year license agreement for a lump sum of $30,000. This agreement allows OCWD to modify the site for this project with some terms that make us responsible for maintaining the properties for site access, security, dust control, and vegetation management. These are things that the contractor would be responsible for anyway as part of the project. So no concerns with respect to those stipulations. And at the end of the project, so whether it's the 10-year or as we complete it in 5 years, hopefully we can terminate this contract, or excuse me, terminate the agreement, and then OCWD would be responsible for restoring the properties to the existing conditions, unless the county wanted to keep it as is. So the recommendation is to authorize a 10-year license agreement with Orange County Flood Control District for a license fee of $30,000 to facilitate their Prado Basin short-term sediment removal compliance project.
Any questions from the committee?
This is Natalie. I have a question or just a comment. It seems like maybe we should start the bidding process just a little bit earlier because we have such a tight time frame to get the work done. And if we're awarding, and I forget what the schedule said, but July, and they need to start September 1, maybe we could push that up a month or something just to make sure that we're on target and don't run into any delays that would delay the work.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great point. So we could definitely push that up, assuming that all the permits are in hand and we're ready to go. So it could be April or May.
Is there any other questions?
Director Tran has his hand raised.
Director Tran?
Thank you so much. For the stockpile location, with the sediments that's going to be relocated there, where are we hoping to have the sediments moved to? You know, obviously we have been negotiating or discussing with various cities and authorities, county authorities, to move these sediments. Am I right?
Yes, that's correct. So we're still actively negotiating with many different parties to beneficially use the sediment. A lot of those are ongoing, and so it's a continued discussion.
Yeah, Director Tran, we don't know for sure, but what we're really doing right now is moving the sediment from a very inaccessible area to a very accessible area. And we think OCTA and others, once we get the sediment to this accessible area, it'll be much more valuable to people. And we think we'll find people to take it.
Okay, very good. And the agreement is for, it's a 10-year license, but could it be terminated sooner if needed?
Yes, absolutely. It can be terminated sooner.
Okay, very well. Thank you so much.
I should say, worst case is we would have to find somewhere to take it. Or that we don't find people who will come and get it. But we are obligated to get it out one way or the other. We feel pretty confident we'll find other people who will come and take it. But worst case, we would have to haul it somewhere and pay for it ourselves.
Any other questions?
Move the recommended action.
I have a question. So I'm doing some quick math. It looks like the 100,000 cubic yards is about 62 acre feet. Is that on the case? I just divided one. Wasn't that smart? 1600 acre feet, 1600 cubic yards per acre foot. Mm-hmm. So we have to spread that 1 foot over 62 acres.
Yes, right.
And what's the size of those parts? I'm just trying to think what's going to be mounting. What's the size of those acres, those parcels that we're looking at?
So the parcel itself is fairly large. And so we have it set up where it's two separate stockpiles that would be no more than 30 feet high. You can kind of see it on this here. So that kind of light tan and orange piles. So it's a rough plan of 50,000 here, 50,000 there. If it ends up being one pile, that's perfectly fine. But yeah, we're looking at no more than 30 feet high. The reason for that is we don't want to impose on the adjacent wastewater plant. So that's the concern of potential dust blowing onto their property.
Would piles that are not as high be less dust?
Yes.
So yeah.
Absolutely. And so that's something that we're going to be looking at as the process goes on. It's going to be an iterative process of how best to manage the pile. And hopefully we have somebody on board to take it as we pull it out. That would be the ideal.
How often will you be going out there to monitor this process?
So during the construction phase, so we'll be going out there every single day. We'll have an active construction manager on site to be monitoring the process.
Do we have like a geotech engineer that inspects the sediment as it comes in for the qualities of what it is?
The initial plan is to really just do a visual inspection of the sediment to monitor the quality of it. It's fairly ubiquitous as you're digging through it, so it's not a whole lot of variation. Our current plan is not to take geotechnical borings.
I didn't mean that. I just meant soil samples. So if we wanted to make it available to someone, they'd know more what it is.
Yeah. Not so much on the stockpile itself, but we do have plans to do the geotechnical borings within the sediment trap. So that's to monitor the health of the Santa Ana River as it's flowing through that area. But for the stockpile, as of now, it's just a visual inspection.
I'll be kind to my colleagues and stop asking these guys more questions. But thank you. Is there an action on this?
Director Wigand.
I'm sorry, Director Wigand. I don't see any hands right now. So thank
no,
you
no,
for
no worries. Me. Yeah, no worries. I just was curious. Is there would a outside vendor have interest in putting a sorting facility on this property, or what happens if there are interested bodies but they want it sorted? Is there room on site to help that, or is that something they would have to do off site?
There is room on site. So we allocated space in this top section that's adjacent to River Road. So this is really an ideal location if you want to do the sorting and cleaning of the material if necessary. So we've allocated that space up here. But with respect to an agreement with Orange County Flood Control District, our agreement is only for the preparation of the site and stockpiling of the sediment. If there's another group that would like to come in and clean or process the material, they would have to have their own agreement with Orange County Flood Control District to process the material.
But that would be on this property that we're leasing out?
Yes, it would be on this property if that's what they would like to do.
Got it. So our agreement doesn't cover that. They would have to separately agree to that. And would they have to pay money to the county for any reason, or is that just a sublease we're going to allow through that?
Well, if they were having an agreement directly with the county, they would have to pay their own license fee, just like we're paying a license fee for the property. I can't speak exactly if there's some agreement we could come to between the county and us and that third party at a later date.
Yeah, that I would just think, since we're leasing that whole site, we should have the kind of governing keys to that, not have to have them go through the county. But I could be wrong in why that's necessary for the county. But I just want to make it easy for that third party to have access to do something there if they are going to take it, because that benefits us if somebody else is taking the sediment. Because if not, we're stuck with it. We got to figure out something to do with it. So I want to try to find that third party who's going to want the sediment, but make it easy for them to sort it on site, because that would make it much more easier. But otherwise, I appreciate the hard work to get this from the county. That was kind of the hang up that held us back. So this is a good step forward.
I was going to say, Director Wygant, we should look at trying to make it an easy process for the third party. But the county does want to know, if there is a third party, the county wants to know who they are and, you know, their financials, and before they're going to let them on county property. But we should try to make it as easy as process as possible for a third party.
Yeah, especially if we're responsible for removing it after the 10 years and we can't find anyone that wants it. But I would think this is the sand that I've seen out there is very beach ready. So I would think people would really want this. It's just a matter of the cost of trucking it out of there and probably sorting it.
Great. Any other questions? I have one more. I just think of Mr. Elliott here. This has like the makings of a great motocross track. And I say that seriously. There's paintball out there. There's shooting. And I mean, this. Maybe we should I'll give Mr. Elliott a call and make something. Who knows?
That would have to be a conversation with the county.
Are we in the city of Chino? Or are we in the county of the unincorporated, the land? Who's the local jurisdiction there?
Oh, I apologize. I'm totally spacing.
Might be the city of Chino.
Yeah, that'd have to be a conversation between
the city. That's another conditional use permit.
Yes. Right.
Thank you. All right, we're done. Any other? And thank you, Eric, for your comments. I everything you said, I totally agree with. There's action on this?
Yeah.
Authorize the license. Is there a motion by Dr. Green that was made a few minutes ago? Thank you. And do we need a second, or was that made already?
No, we need a second.
I'll make that second.
And please take the roll.
Roll call, Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Jung's an aye.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Amezcua.
Yes.
And motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. We'll move on to our quarterly reports.
Yes, Chair Sheldon. Period ending June 30th, 2026, the second quarter. In the second quarter, year over year, nominal increase 0.3%. This typically is slightly higher, 5-6%, due to the annual increases. But again, we have a reporting system where we take in the rent when we get it, but it kind of last year it inflated the numbers. The huge increase of 165,000, 18%, that was nominally due to the OCTA permit license fee that we received. So that was 72,400. And that was the reason for the increase of 18%. For the renewals, the Rahaga Pheasant lease expires September 30th, and the NSM Golf lease, which was a five-year term, expires September 30th. So we'll be bringing those two items back to the board or to the property committee next month. Lessees and licensees, full compliance, no issues, and the general manager did not issue any licenses in the second quarter, and that will move.
Any questions on this item? I have a quick question.
Yes.
When will we get the summer receipts for the Anaheim Adventure Lagoon Water Park?
They typically close their high season September 30th.
So we'll get
October. Yeah.
Okay. And what have we heard anything more on Riverwalk?
We have not. I know the last time the ball was in their court when a response back for the end of the game.
The parking structure is built on the 57 yeah. freeway. Like, well, I haven't been on that recently. And okay, well, we'll talk more on that. Thank you very much. I'll move on. I guess we'll put the two items on the, no, we'll put the license agreement on the consent for the next board meeting would be correct. We recommend that, yes. Daniel? Yeah, we recommend that. Yes. And then the other item, the number two, will trail when that lease is, when staff has at least ready for execution by the board or by the board.
Well, we could put number two on consent, which authorizes the GM to negotiate.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll do that beforehand and everything. Okay, you're right. I know we sort of discussed it differently, but I think what you might as well anyways.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, great. Then those two are resolved. And any directors' comments, reports? Any general manager comments, reports?
Just that I'll be out next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Chris Olson will be acting GM.
Really?
we're gonna try it.
Find some emergency to come up.
And secondly, we have a birthday to celebrate today.
So, and when we will announce that birthday that we're celebrating, how do you want to do that?
After adjournment.
We are adjourned. There's cake waiting. Thank you.